It's U105, it's the Lunchtime Bistro. John had asked me earlier to play some Snow Patrol, and I did spot that coming up in this hour, John, so I thought we'd hold out. But I hope you're enjoying the tunes up on the Glen Road today. Now, I did promise you we'd be hooking up with Marie Currie, and Anne Hannan joins us, who's the Corporate Partnership Manager at Marie Currie, to tell us all about this year's Walk 10. Anne, lovely to see you again. Welcome.
Thank you, Carolyn.
So tell me this, last year was a great success, wasn't it? We had such fun.
Oh, it's such fun. A Walk 10 for Marie Currie is just a great, great event. And never mind the fun, last year it raised £100,000 for Marie Currie. So it's a really important event.
£100,000?
Yes,
that is fantastic. Brilliant. So can we make it more this year, do you think?
We are going to make it more.
Right.
This is going to be bigger and better than ever. Walk 10 Marie Currie 2016 will be bigger and better than ever.
How many years have it been going now?
This will be the sixth year. And I think I've been at every one of them.
I've been to most of them as well. Yes, I have indeed. But sure, it's good fun. That's what I love about that walk. Apart from doing the walk, when you can actually break it up, if you don't want to do the 10K, you can actually do half of that, can't you? Because I've done that. I've been sneaky and managed to do half of it.
Well, 10K is the challenge, 6 miles, but... Yes. There are shortcuts.
Yeah, there are. But it's good fun and it's bringing your mates along. It's what happens afterwards, because a lot of people bring their picnics and you know, bring a wee bottle of something nice and can sit down and relax and enjoy a Friday evening.
Exactly. There really is something for everyone, you know. Bring the family to Walk 10 Marie Currie. Bring your work colleagues. Mm-hmm. Come out as a group of girls, you know. But yes, bring your picnics and your drinks, my wee bottle of fizz or whatever. Because as you know, there's lots of dancing and partying afterwards.
The partying afterwards, to me, that's the best part. It's great crack. But whenever you're looking at people who register, and what sort of people are taking part in Walk 10? Because I'm sure there are people listening right now who have never, ever taken the walk. What kind of people are they? Male, female, young, old?
It's available to everyone. And if you look at the pictures over the years, the past years, it's all sorts. It's young, old, it's families who bring their children, bring their dogs. It's male, it's female. There's absolutely something for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't walk the 10K, maybe you've got a buggy with a child. There's shortcuts.
There are shortcuts. It's a nice walk too, isn't it? The Stormont Walk.
It's a lovely walk. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful area. I mean, a lot of people have been to Stormont, but it's the atmosphere, I think. You know, a lot of people are walking in memory of someone who's really special to them. And as you know, Marie Currie care for patients with a terminal illness. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to people like that. It's a very special night.
Yeah.
But the fun afterwards, you know, to see people do the walk and then sit down, have their picnics and get up and dance in their groups and sing and just really enjoying it.
It's a nice family night out, really, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it's a twilight walk. It starts at 7 and finishes around 10. And that sort of coincides when a lot of our Marie Currie nurses are going into patients' homes right across Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And a nurse will speak. And of course, we've got the lovely Carolyn Stewart and U105.
You know what? It's a highlight in my calendar because it's always good crack. I mean, it is always good fun. There's normally myself and Derek from the team and Michael. And we go up there and we just really enjoy it with everybody else. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'd always like to meet all the foodies up there too, because you always have some nice food stalls around and coffee stalls and things like that for people if they want to have a wee snack.
Yeah, there is. There's food if you want to buy it and coffees. But I say, if you want to make the most of it, bring your own picnics. And we have Foresight on board this year as headline sponsors, and that'll add more value, and in years gone by they've been brilliant at bringing their marquee and bringing their staff and their customers. And you know that
what does it mean for you to have Foresight on board then? What's the added bonus to have Foresight on board? Is it to raise more awareness? Or
well, they'll certainly help us raise awareness. We've been partnered with Foresight for many years as their charity partner, and again it's the reach out to their customers and their retailers. And they've been to the event many times. They love it and they understand what it's all about. And it makes it so much easier for them to sell it. And of course, with a bit of help from them and a bit of sponsorship, it will mean that more of the money can go to Marie Currie and to our you know, providing care for terminally ill patients.
So you said there that last year we actually raised over £100,000. What did that do in the year? What do you do with that money once you raise it? Just for people who are thinking, I want to do that, but I'd like to know where the money goes.
Well, just to make it tangible for listeners, we always say £20 pays for 1 hour of nursing care. So if you think £100,000, that equates to 5,000 hours of nursing care. And that's care to patients either in our wonderful hospice up there in Kensington Road, mm-hmm, or to people at home, in their own homes, in their own local communities. And it's all about our nurses providing that care that is so much needed, you know, to patients and their families.
And what will we do without it? We need to raise, I think you're right, Anne, we go for over 100 grand this year. Let's
we're
see
going big, Carolyn, we're going big.
How can people register if they're listening now and think, well, let's get the girls to do that, or guys to do it, or whatever, your husband to do it, whoever?
It's as simple as anything. It only costs £10 to register, and then we're sort of encouraging people to raise £100 if they can, as individuals or in their groups. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way, and you can do this right away, is sign up online at mariecurie.org.uk/walk10, as in T-E-N. Mm-hmm. And if you need to phone us or you want more information, just phone 028 90 88 2060, and that's our fundraising office at Marie Curie. And it's simple. It's £10 to register.
And that's
do it.
Do it
right away. Yeah. And you'll get a pack from us with a lovely T-shirt. Loads of fundraising ideas in that pack. You will get entertainment before, during and after the walk, as you know. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear from the Marie Curie nurse, and a fireworks display at the end, which is always fabulous.
Right, okay, well look, listen, what we'll do is, for anybody who's driving at the minute, hasn't got time to take down the detail, we'll put it on our Facebook.
That's brilliant.
So later on this evening, after you've had your tea, you go up Walk 10, I'm going to sign up. You can do that and just go on to the U105 Facebook and you'll find the detail there. Is there any age group, is there any limits, or, you know, is it just anybody?
No, there's no limits. Under 16s don't have to register, so they go free. Right. So it's even easier. Okay. But by all means, bring the whole family and bring your dogs, Carolyn. Right. I'm going to bring mine.
Jackson and Ella will be there. My celebrity dogs will be there signing autographs, doing paw prints. That's great, and lovely to talk to you as always. And yeah, like I say, it's a big date for me in the diary. The date is the 9th of September. It's a Friday night. And you can register now and weigh in with your girls or your friends or your husband or your boyfriend or whatever way it works for you. Just come along and enjoy the dander with us and all the after walk fun, because there will be plenty of it. I can guarantee you that. Anne Hannan, thank you very much indeed. And I'll see you then, Anne.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.